Our next step is to list the given and unknown variables. So for this part of the problem solving, we really need to dig into the question and find out what information it's telling us and what information it's not. So let's go through the problem again. So Franklin is driving his new car at 20.0 kilometers per hour. He pushes on the gas pedal and accelerates to 230 kilometers per hour. So it's telling us his initial velocity is 20.0 kilometers per hour, and he accelerates to a final velocity of 230 kilometers per hour. So this gives our V1, or initial velocity, and V2, or final velocity. So we can list this in the given section of variables. It then tells us that he accelerates to 230 kilometers in 7.50 seconds. So this is telling us what the time span was, or our delta t. So we can also list this in our given variables here. And finally, the question asks us, how far did the car move during those 7.5 seconds? So it's asking us for the car's displacement. And this is our unknown variable. So we're going to list it in the unknown column. So you can see on the slide here, we have our given variables. V1 equals 20 kilometers per hour. V2 equals 230 kilometers per hour. And our delta t is 7.5 seconds. And our unknown variable is the displacement of the car.